Democrats, specifically progressives, usually have the moral high ground when you look at the policies as far as what is best for humanity.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Humanity, what works, how helping people, etc. The policies they support are the policies that are generally humane. In other words, not thinking capital first, not thinking that material things and money thing supersedes humanity. Now, the same applies in abortion. It applies in social services. It applies in Social Security. It applies in Medicare, Medicaid. All these policies are things that they wholeheartedly support where we have a party, a conservative group of leaders whose intent is to subjugate and remove abilities and freedoms. That is a categorical, provable fact. But one of the issues that we have is, in general, Democrats have a tendency of fight from a defensive nature. Their assumption is that somehow the average American citizen is as humane and is as inhumane as the policies that conservatives like to promote. In the aggregate, yes, there are some conservative policies that I support that are worthwhile. In fact, that I've learned that it's probably preferential to some of the old liberal policies that I had mimicked or spoken about before and adjusted what I thought in that regard. But now in the aggregate, most conservative policies are simply bad. They are simply ones that hurt people. They're simply inhumane. So therefore, progressives, Democrats should always be able to fight from a position of strength. You don't fight in a defensive manner. You fight in an aggressive manner on the policies you support. And I rarely see that, even to this day, when we should be in command of the policies of what we've done to aid people. We need to go a lot further. But what we've done compared to what Trump did in the 4 years that he was president, what Bush number one did, these positions that have made America progress are distinctly Democratic, distinctly progressive, especially under President Biden, who has taken much of this advice from a lot of progressive leaders in Congress, Pramila Jayapal, Ro Khanna, and many others. That's why it was wonderful seeing Donna Brazile, former chair of the Democratic Party, come out in this snippet that I have followingly, come out and not back down from her position of strength, but to go ahead and hit Rance Priebus, the former RNC chair. And the great thing about this is you see that when you challenge the paper tigers, how easily they fold, how quickly they fold. She took command of this discussion on abortion. Check it out. And we should be doing this on healthcare. We should be doing this on Medicare. We should be doing this on support for families. We should be doing this across the board, not backing down from the comment. When we get into the discussion, not allow them to frame a fallacy, but to put things the way they are. Check this out. Then we'll take it on the other side.
Until they can get their message together, this has been a lifeline to the Democrats. And I think President Trump, what you saw is that he understood it and he wanted to move on from it.
No, it's punishment. When a 12 or 13 year old girl who didn't know she was pregnant,
we're talking about the third trimester here.
Raped. You want to get third? Second trimester, let women make this decision. Trust women to make this decision. What? And this is not a Democrat or Republican. This is an American freedom issue for women. Well, we fought for this right to be able to make a decision based on our own bodies.
Donna,
and you want to get into the technicality. That's it. You men want to tell us what to do with our bodies.
No.
You want to tell us how long our period should last. You want to tell us how long we should be pregnant, where we can go, if we need IVF treatment. No, I'm hearing it. Now, thank God, I'm not Sarah in the Bible. She had a baby in her 60s. So I am grateful that I'm beyond those ages, but I am concerned that my nieces are being given less rights to choose. And to go back to an 1860 era when my great-grandmother barely just got her freedom. Hell no, we're not going back.
Okay,
and this is going to be like the MAGA movement. It's a movement where women are sick and tired of men telling us what to do with our bodies.
No one wants to go back to 1864. But the question for Democrats is, at what point should there be a regulation? Is it halfway through the pregnancy? Is it two-thirds? Is there any place in this conversation where there is a moment in time that abortion should be regulated?
Her health should be the priority. Her health. What's so hard about the health of a woman?
The challenge that Republicans have right now, though.
The health.
30th week, Julie. Is that a health issue?
The health of a woman.
But you're talking about third trimester, and you look at Florida, six-week ban. You look at what happened in Arizona. These are positions that are outside of the where most Americans are right now.
And Republicans have not been able to get out of the ditch on this issue because they're framing it in these early stages and they're not finding a position that the majority of Americans support.
I was happy to see what Donna Brazile did here because I had never seen a Priebus who always knows how, I mean, this guy knows how to make a life flourish into truth. I had never seen someone, yet alone a woman, put him in his place as Donna Brazile did and made sure that he had to cut back and realize that, no, not only is this a losing matter, but if he is approached this way on issue after issue, we will beat him down into, I don't want to say submission, but into those watching, allowing them to see the fraud that is the movement that we have now facaded as a conservative movement, which is nothing more than inhumane policies that transfer our wealth to the top, impoverishes the poor, impoverishes the poor is already impoverished, impoverishes the middle class, and ensures that we just have two classes, the have and the have nots.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.